There's a special supplement in the Irish Examiner this morning. Crime in Ireland analyses crime figures over the past 5 years and gives a county-by-county report. Crime is falling, generally, we're told. The biggest fall, 39% in Donegal. But not all crimes are falling, as the Examiner's Sean McCorrig has been telling us.
Yes, we decided to kind of look down, drill into the crime statistics that are published on a quarterly basis, and as you say, to look at individual counties and different types of offences. And the good news is that since the recession, the overall trend has been falling each year since 2008. That's largely been driven by big decreases in the order of 30% in kind of very common crimes like public order offences, criminal damage and drugs. But on the other side, there have been increases in crimes that you might expect would be on the rise during a period of an economic downturn. They would be robberies, which are up 23%, burglaries are up around 13%, and kidnappings are up around 27%, and also sexual offences would also have shown quite a significant increase over the last 5 years.
Do your findings confirm any of the regional prejudice which we sometimes see kicking into discussion about crime in certain areas?
Well, we've kind of calculated league tables based on overall crime levels and also for within different types of categories. And I suppose, not surprisingly, Dublin does emerge overwhelmingly as the country's crime capital. It is more offences per head of population than anywhere else. It roughly translates as about almost 8% of the population in Dublin would have experienced some kind of crime last year. After that, you get the other big cities, Limerick and Waterford, and they would also have quite high crime levels. Cork, surprisingly, would be kind of mid-table. It wouldn't have the same level of crime as one might expect with large urban centres. And at the other end of the table, kind of the more rural counties, Roscommon and Longford, Mayo, Donegal and Clare would have among the lowest crime rates.
And just reading through the supplement which comes in the Irish Examiner this morning, there are some surprises. Things like, I think it was reading in the case of Kerry, it emerged as one of the counties with the highest number of public order incidents.
Yeah, Kerry is a very interesting case. Overall, we calculated that it would have about the 14th highest crime rate out of 21. And in many cases, it has the lowest crime rates for such things like burglaries, criminal damage. But it tops the league for having the most public order offences. And if it wasn't for that, I think Kerry might well be the safest area in the whole country.
What other regional areas or what other facts or incidents stood out to you when you were compiling this research and this analysis?
Well, another interesting thing we did, Fran, was that we looked at Garda staffing levels around the counties, and they showed that there was kind of wide discrepancies between the number of Gardaí on a per capita basis. Limerick would have the highest concentration of Gardaí in the country, and I suppose that's maybe not surprisingly, given that there has been a history of gangland crime in the county, which fortunately has been coming down, and that is probably in no part due to the high policing levels. Dublin also has high concentration of Gardaí. Both have around 31 Gardaí per 10,000 population, which would be twice the rate of the weakest county, which would be Kildare.
There was one issue which has been in the news quite a bit lately, is that of drink driving. What sort of statistics have you uncovered with regard to that particular crime?
Well, drink driving come under the category of dangerous and negligent acts, and they're overwhelmingly drink driving cases. In that instance, Cavan Monaghan shows the highest rate, while Wicklow would have the lowest. But overall, it is a category that has been coming down quite. It's quite noticeable that there's been a very large decrease. I don't have the figure to hand, but I think it's certainly in the order of around 30 to 40% over the last 5 years.
Sean McCorrig of the Irish Examiner speaking to us a short time ago.